This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Illegal guns, ammunition, and a pipe bomb discovered during a probation check this week in Alder Point. On March 7th, sheriff's deputies conducted a probation search on 40-year-old Tara Robert Gibson. During a search of his residence, deputies found four firearms, including an assault rifle, several high-capacity magazines, more than 500 pounds of ammunition, 10 pounds of marijuana, and a pipe bomb. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office dispatched and rendered the device safe. Gibson booked into the Humboldt County Jail on a number of charges, bail set at $150,000. On Wednesday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies went to a property on the 2500 block of Hill Lane in Hinesville for the report of an industrial accident. An independent contractor, 42-year-old Scott Escra of Eureka, was doing tree work on a property when he received fatal injuries from a felled tree branch. OSHA and the Sheriff's Office investigating, an autopsy scheduled for Friday. A delay in the sentencing for convicted killer Eric Jason Lively. The postponement put in place to give the DA's office time to respond to what's expected to be a defense motion to grant Lively a new trial. He was accused of hitting his neighbor, 42-year-old Jesse Simpson, with his pickup truck on May 3, 2017 in Shelter Cove. Lively found guilty by a jury of second-degree murder, carrying a sentence of 15 years to life in prison. Filing a motion for a new trial in such a case is not uncommon. Arcata City Council voting to create a public safety committee. The vote sets up a directive to city staff to move in that direction. A task force had been formed in December of 2016 to explore public safety options for the city. The panel was tasked with looking at mental health and social services, increased policing, crime reduction, and building partnerships. Pathway to Payday is a way to give people the tools they need to be successful. It's a workshop coming up next week that will help participants put together solid job applications and be ready when the interviews come. Eureka Community Services and the Betty Chin Day Center say last year, nearly 90% of workshop attendees left with a job. The free workshop series will take place over four sessions at 133 7th Street in Eureka. One's happening Tuesday, March 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Getting ready for the Foggy Bottom Milk Run. It's happening Sunday, March 11th, the 41st annual in Ferndale, a family run held by the Six Rivers Running Club, three different courses through farmlands to the Main Street finish. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.